always talked about how you prepare every week as though you were starting, but I'm wondering if it's different for you now, psychologically, mentally, or whatever, now that you know you're starting this week.
You know, I really haven't changed anything. You know, I'm doing the same preparation, going back to, you know, what I do on Monday nights, what I do on Tuesdays during the day, what I do Tuesdays during the evening. You know, I've prepared for this moment, obviously, for a very long time. And, you know, like I told you guys before, I never wasted a single day. And so I'm just going to stick to the preparation that got me to this point. And, you know, I'll be ready to go on Sunday.
Wednesday was always your day anyway, wasn't it? The first teamer, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was getting lots of reps on Wednesdays.
So, like Demarius and Emmanuel and those guys, you have some decent timing with those guys, you think?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when did that start? You know, it probably started mid-year last year. I started getting those Wednesday practices and, you know, getting to go into that number one huddle with that offensive line and start building your cadence with those guys, and then getting to build some time in with DT and, like you said, Emmanuel, Vernon, OD, and those guys, it certainly paid off, and you know, I'm very fortunate to get that time.
Brock, growing up in Kalispell, Montana, certainly in Broncos country, is it a little surreal to you standing here knowing that you are the Broncos starter Sunday?
Well, you know, it's a dream come true. It really is. You know, growing up in Kalispell, obviously there's a huge following of the Denver Broncos, and there's a lot of Broncos fans. And, you know, I remember watching John as a kid and Jake and the rest of those guys. So certainly it is a dream come true. But, you know, I kind of put that aside as of last night, and I'm just treating this week like a normal work week. And I have a job to do, and this team has a job to do, and we're, you know, and that's what we're focused on.
How much have you heard from friends up there?
You know, I think anybody I've ever met in Montana, I've already heard from this week. So, you know, my phone was awfully busy. You know, it's great to receive that support and know that all those people are behind you. But, you know, it's kind of the same deal. You know, the in the drawer, and now it's just time to go to work and prepare for the Bears.
Were you beginning to wonder if this day was going to happen as you went in here your fourth season?
You know, it's hard not to play the what-if game and what's going to happen and am I ever going to start, you know. But I really did put all that aside, and I tried to narrow my focus, you know, to the best of my ability and just focus on 1 week at a time. And it truly worked for me. When I kept my focus just one day, 1 week at a time, and I only worried about the task that was at hand, I never really got into the whole, am I ever going to start? Am I not going to start? You know, what's going to happen? I didn't really buy into the what-ifs.
Peyton said he was never going to be your coach this week, but he said he was going to be there for you if you have any questions or anything like that. Considering it's your first start, have you picked his brain, and what kind of questions would you ask?
You know, I haven't yet, and, you know, Peyton's been extremely busy, you know, rehabbing, and, you know, he's got a good plan going on with Greek right now, and he's really focused on that area, and then I've obviously been in the meeting room. So there will come a time before we hop on that plane where I will pick his brain and, you know, get a couple pointers. I think I'd be silly if I didn't, you know.
Usually when this happens, a team is really struggling, and this is obviously because of injury. How unique is it for you to walk into a situation where you're 7-2, where, you know, not only your future, but the team's future is kind of, you're in a good place. You're not 2-10, just playing out the string.
Right. Well, you know, like you said, you know, we're certainly in a good place, but one thing, you know, that Coach Kubiak preaches, and, you know, it's not a cliche, it's really how we focus. You know, we just focus 1 week at a time. You know, right now we're 0-0, and we're going to Chicago, and we know that we need to get a win. And so we're just trying to keep this focus small this week, prepare really well Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and get ready to go for Sunday.
A lot of people will view this as an audition for you. I think I know your answer to this, but, I mean, has that thought entered your mind for your future?
It really hasn't. You know, I think any time that you put the weight of the world on yourself or, you know, I got to perform or I got to get a completion, I got to throw a touchdown, you know, 9 times out of 10, I think you're going to fail. You know, so I'm really keeping my focus small. I'm focusing on the things that got me to this point and, you know, just focusing on going into Chicago and doing whatever it takes to get that win.
That being said, are you here to prove you should be the starter, or are you here to just fill in?
You know, right now I'm not out to prove anything. I'm solely trying to go into Chicago and get one win this week. You know, something Coach Kubiak always said, you know, early in the season, you know, there's no reason to try to prove anything or look too far ahead, because at the end of the day, you can only earn one victory in 1 week. So, you know, I'm really taking that to heart. I'm only focusing on the Bears and whatever that takes to get that win.
Is the box scheme that you're seeing on tape a lot different than the
Fox defensive scheme you saw in practice the last 3 years?
You know, there's some things that are the same and there's some things that are different. You know, obviously, you know, Jack was our defensive coordinator and so he had some things that he liked to do. I'm sure, you know, him and Coach Fox collaborated on those. But, yeah, there are some things that look similar and there's also a lot of differences as well.
With the way the Bears like to disguise stuff, do you almost have to go in knowing that you have to expect the unexpected and considering they may throw some new stuff at you as well?
I think so. You know, as soon as I found out that I was the starter, the first thing I asked Coach Knapp is I said, okay, if you're the defensive coordinator and you're going against a quarterback with his first career start, what are you going to do different? And so we kind of talked about those things. And, you know, obviously you got to prepare for everything. But, you know, that's what training camp's for. In training camp, you know, when we're doing walkthroughs and things late in the evening when you guys aren't here, we're trying to go through every single scenario possible so that when you see it on game day, you'll know what to do. And so, you know, I like to think that we're prepared and we'll be ready to go.
Maybe one small advantage for a first-time starter would be if you're playing the Jets or the Cowboys, they don't have much tape on you and they don't know much about you. I think Gase knows all your secrets, all your strengths, and all your weaknesses.
You know, I'm sure he knows a few things. How many secrets and things like that I have, you know, shoot, I don't even know what I have. so I hope he doesn't look too hard into that and, you know, try to do a crystal ball thing over here. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's just a football game. And, you know, 11 guys are going to line up against 11 guys and we got to go play ball. So, you know, I'm not going to, you know, really buy into the what ifs. You know, what could they possibly do? What, you know, what has Coach Gase told the defensive staff? I'm not going to buy into that. I'm just going to go out there, believe in what I see and go play football.
Time for a few more guys.
With your head coach being a former backup quarterback, have you had the conversation with him or will you about starting your first game and the experience he went through?
Yeah, we talked a little bit, you know, yesterday afternoon about that. And, you know, I'm going to keep, you know, what we discussed between us. But we have had a conversation, and it was a good conversation.
Greg, going back to your time at Arizona State, I was a student at the time. I shot your pro day
cool.
A student. I mean, but that seems like it was absolutely forever ago.
It does.
Since you were in that kind of spotlight, does it seem like forever ago, and are you kind of maybe excited to get some of that spotlight back?
You know, I'm not so much worried about the spotlight, but I'm very excited to go, you know, go be playing football again, you know, in the regular season. That's what I'm truly excited about. And I'm truly, you know, excited to go and go into battle with my teammates on the road in Chicago. You know, like I said, this is something that you dream about your whole life, you know, being a starting quarterback in the National Football League. And but, you know, it's beyond a dream. And what it really is it's a team going to Chicago that needs to get a win. We know that we need to get a win. And that's what our sole and primary focus is on this week.
Quarterback that you were able to kind of study a couple years behind Peyton Manning. Do you think that's helped you having those few years behind Manning for your start on Sunday?
Without question. You know, the things that I've learned behind him, you know, I don't know where a quarterback gets elsewhere. And, you know, like I've told you guys before, I really have not wasted a single day when I've been here in this building, in the room with Peyton. You know, he has so much knowledge of defenses and how to be a professional and offensive football that, you know, if I wasn't locked in every single day that I was sitting behind him, you know, I'd be crazy. So certainly getting that time to sit behind him and learn the game and, you know, get a lot of practice reps really has helped me.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, guys.